In a small company, a factory, the manager got up one day and told his workers, "I'll be leaving you. I've been transferred." And all of a sudden, one of the workers started to cry. And he goes up to her and says, "Please don't cry. Corporate promised me they'll send you a much better manager." And she goes, "I know, I'm afraid. They promised us that last time." We make fun of each other in a nice way. It's good to pull somebody's leg, to make fun. But also, it's good from time to time to reinforce the dignity of being human. When Caesar, who was considered by some Romans to be a god, used to review parades and people would give him great accolades, he would have a servant next to him saying, "Remember, you are only human. Remember, you are only human." Christ says something better. Not that you are only human. Remember how great it is to be a human being. Remember the words that Jesus said? If you suffer the loss of your soul, even if you gain the whole world, what can you give in exchange for your soul? In other words, Jesus was teaching us the whole world is not worth you. That's how valuable you are. He even compares, you know, the birds of the air. He says, God cares about the birds. How much more will he care about you? Every hair on your head is counted. And countless other things that Christ teaches us, that the goal of true religion is not to belittle you and put you down, but to lift you up and to remind you of the dignity you are called to be. How often when people get upset, they say crazy things, especially teenagers. They go, "Oh, this is crazy. Life is messed up." Instead of saying, "How can I make it better?" When St. Paul says to people who have sinned, he doesn't try to embarrass them, but he says, "Have you forgotten who your father is? Have you forgotten who he has called you to be?" There's a certain forgetfulness that happens when we get upset, when someone else puts us down, and we tend sometimes in frustration to say things perhaps that we don't need. Well, when we read in the gospel, Jesus' ministry was always to remind us, no, you were called to be even greater. There's a story about a chaplain in the desert in the military, and it was a really bad sandstorm. The food was bad. There was one cook that used to put dirt in the soup, and the guy started complaining. And the cook says, "Don't complain. You're supposed to give your life for your country." They go, "Yes, but we're not supposed to eat dirt." And he went up to the general and says, "This is a God-forsaken place." And the general says, "Chaplain, it's your job to bring him here." So in your life, when things go bad, don't look at someone else. Don't look at your parents. Don't look at your teachers. Don't look at your husband and your wife. Look at God and look in the mirror and say, "God called me to be great. God wants me to be great. How can this happen today? If it's a sad day, how can I make it happier? If my own family is going through tough times, how can I help carry the burden?" Do not retreat and abandon people when they are going through tough times. You will not like it if they would do it to you. Be happy that you can have someone that you can work for, encourage, and bring them through tough times. You were called to be great. Don't forget that calling. Христос воскрес!